Good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO as we are continuing on with sports talk this morning. 9 a.m. pregame for Mizzou football as homecoming is coming up. But before we get to that, we want to go over some of the week 8 scores. As a matter of fact, I think with any luck, we're going to be getting some of those in here momentarily. I'm going to go ahead and start off with the scores. We've got right now Blair Oaks last night dominating Hallsville 56-12 in the Tri-County Conference. And Blair Oaks, of course, I think they only have that one loss on the season. They're looking pretty good here in this high school football season.
Starting to dominate again as we get closer to districts as well. Speaking of domination, Boonville, with a 61-0 shutout of Versailles last night, the Pirates are starting to roll just a little bit.
Yes, indeed. Bowling Green suffering their first loss last night. Now, Maddie, I know that kind of hurts you because you've got ties to Bowling
hurts
Green,
my
right?
Heart a little bit.
Valley Catholic 42-20 over Bowling Green, but I think they'll bounce back. They'll be okay, won't they?
Yeah, I think this will probably give them a little bit more fire.
Okay.
For their closing season. So.
Motivation for the Bobcats going on over there. What about Layton? You got a score for us for California Eldon?
California was over Eldon 33-26.
Coach Kenny Grubb kind of getting his California Pintos in order last night. They get a big win over the Mustangs.
Capital City doubling up Camdenton 28-12. Didn't know what to expect on that. I thought Camdenton might come out on top of that one, but Cap City playing a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pregame of our game, and Capital City just couldn't get it done last night against the Lakers. Meanwhile, Centralia, we talked earlier about them beating Palmyra. Teams thought to be one of the better teams in the area, and they have struggled here lately, losing two in a row, as they lost to Van Far the week before that. North Callaway beat Van Far in a game you might have heard on Country 96, and it was not as close as I expected, Matt. Thunderbirds, 42-22 over the Indians.
Coach Kevin O'Neill has his guys rolling. They only have one loss on the season so far.
And they're young.
They are a young team.
Ball club.
And we're hoping to get maybe a couple of those guys in the sports studio before the season ends, but I think they're going to have a pretty good run come district time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Salisbury with a 36-26 win over Crest Ridge. Osage taking down Southern Boone 45-7. And in eight-man football, Paris losing to Slater 68-48.
Coyotes just couldn't come back. They were trailing by 10 in that third quarter, but fourth quarter, Slater scores 10 more and puts away the win.
Kind of wrapping up the week 8, Mexico improves their record to an even 4-4. They've got a big matchup against MICDS, a bigger school, a private school out of St. Louis. You know, we talked to Coach Haig a little bit about that game last night.
Yeah.
I think he's looking forward to playing this game. And, man, I'll tell you what, if Mexico's defense plays like they did against Moberly, maybe it gives them a shot.
Maybe he does. It'll be interesting. Fred Bouchard, one of the better coaches in the state of Missouri, got a long history of winning. Nick Menicky, a Mexico alum, coming back. He's a head coach. Not only is he an assistant to the head coach, but he is also the proud dad of the quarterback for this MICDS team, Mary's Institute Country Day School. So we'll see him coming up Friday night. It'll be a nice reunion, I hope. We'll see. But you know what? Yeah, I mean, Mexico showed some great signs last night. Drew DeMitt had himself a night. 13 for 149 and a touchdown. And then you can talk a little bit about Hunter Cuno, who went out and bested Drew DeMitt.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
No.
Hunter Cuno on the night had three scores. And as a matter of fact, he had 164 yards. Mexico, 445 yards on the ground. Is that number right? I think it is. But
445. At Moberly.
Which sometimes, I mean, Bulldogs struggle a little bit there.
It's been a decade since the Bulldogs have been that good at Moberly. Maybe longer.
No doubt. Maddie, did you catch that Dante Klein sack that happened last night?
I think Dante was on fire last night. And I also think Peyton Hoover was on fire last night, too. It was good seeing those senior boys just playing their game. It was a heartfelt moment for me. It was a good game for the Bulldogs.
We'll see how Mexico does wrapping up the regular season next week at home. Played their last road game last night. We've got a lot of high school softball that is going on today. We're just going to take it by class. We're going to start off with Class 1, District 4. That is being played in Ladonia, just down the road here from the radio station. Number 1, Paris, in the semifinals today against Clopton. I don't know, I think Paris has got a pretty clear shot to that championship game. But the next matchup is between Community and North Shelby. So potentially a Paris Community Championship game in Ladonia. That should be interesting.
Possibly. Community number 2, they play the number 3 seed North Shelby Red Raiders. Red Raiderettes, I believe, is what the lady softball team is called. But, that'll be a tough game. Both of those are going to be tough games. Both those, all 4 of those teams are actually pretty good. So a tough district. Who advances? Well, we won't know till later today, but certainly keeping our eye on the Lady Coyotes and the Community, our 6 Lady Trojans.
Monday night championship in Ladonia between somebody there. We'll figure that out here later on today.
Right here.
We hope so. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
We're leaning toward hearing that game right here if we get that game.
I'm wishing good luck to my Lady Hawks. That's my old school, so good luck, Clopton Hawks.
There you go. We're going to move over to Class 3, District 4. This is the bracket that Centralia is in. They're matching up against North Callaway. This is being played at Ashland at the Southern Boone High School. Centralia Lady Panthers, well, they're just a pretty good team. Maddie, you've had a little experience with these ladies, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we played them right in the middle of our season. And Centralia, they're one of the best ball teams we've seen
What makes them so good? Is it just the entire team? Or?
Their entire team. They just have, this intensity that you don't see that much in high school softball. So it's... They're a solid, solid softball team.
Was it a surprise? Insight. North Callaway defeated Fulton there in that first round of districts. Fulton is a team that Mexico has played a couple of times, too, and I think Fulton was state-ranked at mm-hmm. one point, right?
Yeah, when I found out that North Callaway had beat Fulton, that was a kind of a, oh, all right, moment. It's not something you really expected, especially from a Mexico Bulldog point of view, that Fulton's kind of whooped up on us here and there this season. So, I just didn't expect it, but I'm not going to say that I'm mad that North Callaway beat them.
So they beat Fulton. that is going to be the next game after that, Hallsville against Macon. Whoever wins those games will be playing for the championship in Ashland.
And this is a really good district. We haven't talked mm-hmm. about that, but, I mean, Centralia is good. The number 2 seed Hallsville Lady Indians are good. Southern Boone's good. Fulton's good. And North Callaway is good. I thought Macon was a pretty decent team this year. I mean, this district is loaded with good teams.
Yes. Absolutely. Rounding out Class 4, District 5. Well, this is the bracket that the Mexico Lady Bulldogs are in. Mexico Lady Bulldogs with a nice win over Holt. Were you there for that game, Maddie?
Yep, we beat them 14-4. Landry Teal got a good hit, or a couple good hits. Hannah Lloyd, I think. Yeah. Maddie Fager, she laid down a really pretty bunt. It was a really good game. First inning, we put it behind us. That one was kind of rough, but we picked back up, and it was a really good game.
And so that means Mexico today has advanced to take on St. Dominic. St. Dominic is the 2 seed. Mexico is the 3 seed. Should be a pretty good matchup this afternoon.
I think it's going to be a good, close game. As long as we keep the energy up and a good mindset, I think it's possible for us to advance.
At the top of the bracket, Father Tolton. They're the number 1 seed. They beat Hannibal 10-1 to open up the first round. They are taking on Kirksville today, who defeated Warrenton 8-3 in the first round. So we've got a 1-4 matchup, but I think you are personally rooting for Kirksville to win this game. Am I right, Maddie?
Yeah, we've seen Kirksville more than we have Father Tolton. Actually, we might. That might not be true. But Father Tolton, they're a really hard, good team. So is Kirksville. I don't think either one's going to be necessarily easier, but I would rather play Kirksville.
All right.
I feel more comfortable playing Kirksville.
We'll see what happens today. You go into that game a little bit later on?
Yep. Bus leaves 10:30.
We expect a full report from you, Maddie Tolbert. All right. Very nice. MU homecoming game is getting ready to come up. They're taking on Auburn and Como today. I know all of the activities are going on, and it's 11 a.m. kickoff. Chances that Mizzou comes out of this with a pretty solid win today, Michael Doherty.
Well, they're favored, and you look at the betting line. The betting line is the betting line for a reason. I think they're favored by 5.5. You've got to, I mean, if you looked at this at the beginning of the year, you say this is probably a pretty easy win for Mizzou. Auburn has an electric offense that kind of sputters at times, coughs the ball up, has penalty, kind of like what we saw last night with Moberly. They move the ball pretty well. They just couldn't finish, and that's going to be a key again tonight, I think, for or this afternoon for the Mizzou Tigers, is they've got to stop those drives and then not shoot themselves in the foot on the offensive side as well.
Very nice. Real quickly, before we get to going to the MU pregame, let's go around with our athletes of the week. Matty Tolbert, we'll start with you.
Peyton Hoover, hands down. He was on fire last night, and that was, I feel like that was a different type of Peyton Hoover I've seen this entire season. So he's my pick.
All right. Layton.
I was also going to say Peyton Hoover, but I'll change it to Hunter Kuno just to be different.
Okay. Michael Doherty.
I'll go with Ethan Ross. Anytime you get over 200 yards in a game and four touchdowns, you're doing something right.
Well, I keep thinking every day that I'm going to, or every show that I'm going to say Drew DeMent. I'm going to say Drew DeMent. This show, he did a very great thing last night. He gives a spark to the Bulldogs, an experienced running back. He ran one back for, I believe it was 70 yards last night for a touchdown. Dante Klein also was on my mind for that. It's a monstrous sack against the quarterback of Moberly, but we'll go with Drew DeMent. So certainly appreciate everybody's athletes' pick of the week. We're going to be back next week, and we're going to be talking about the final week of the regular season for high school football as we get ready to go into district playoffs. For Michael Doherty, for Matty Tolbert, for Leighton Maskey, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.